blogtalkradio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
This is Wildcat Chris Harris.
Hey everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
I am Sid Vicious.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
This is WTR Sunday Night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
The greatest wrestling talk show of all time.
You fucking funny asshole.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
If you haven't noticed, and judging by the attendance, you haven't.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
This guy threw at his own kid in a father-son game.
The Omega.
Better teach this kid some control before he kills somebody.
Heartbreak Mike.
Look at this fucking guy.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
I'm going to stick it up fucking ass.
All right. Knock that shit off.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is former WWE superstar and ECW general manager.
Armando Alejandro Estrada.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device. WTR Sunday Night.
You can't say goddamn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Welcome to our WWE Fast Lane Review Recap Show.
We're finally on that road. We're on that road to WrestleMania. Finally.
No. We've been on the road to WrestleMania for, like, months now.
But now we're in the Fast Lane. We were in the Slow Lane, but now we're in the Fast Lane. We're getting right to it.
No. Fast Lane just ended.
So what happens tomorrow, then?
We drive at a normal pace.
But that's kind
remember,
of a bummer.
Remember, this is Fast Lane, the final stop before WrestleMania. Because
that's what
you do in the Fast Lane, you stop.
And then you're getting stuck in traffic for four... Getting stuck in traffic for 4 weeks kind of sucks. Because that's basically what they're telling us.
That's one hell of a rush hour.
I think we're putting more thought into this than WWE did.
But they say it every year, so they've put thought
into it.
I know.
Say it every year, and it pisses me off every year.
Now, because I read something the other day, they call this fucking Fast Lane. This is what... Anyway.
It's usually the most predictable pay-per-view of the year because they're not going to shake any branches of the tree until WrestleMania.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people were perfect scores tonight.
My point.
Holy crap.
My point. Okay, so now we have to get through this so we can find out who the 7 are. So, welcome. I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
Yeah, I need a drink. Let's make this quick.
Yeah, I think a lot.
After tonight, I'm sorry. It's gonna happen. It's going to happen. Goes to get a drink.
And of course, the one that has to lead the way through Mike getting intoxicated mid-show is the one and only Tim Stein.
Oh yeah, sure. I am always the designated driver.
That's dangerous.
Well, people don't realize I'm always the designated driver because I'm generally the least drunk.
Cute word there. Least.
Least drunk.
Designated driver wasn't supposed to drink at all.
Nope.
You might be a redneck if...
That's Canada for you.
Yeah.
Canada rules apply. Whoever's the least drunk, eh?
Blaine Canada.
Two brands of beer that you got to at least have one of if you're Canadian. That would be a Labatt Blue or a Molson Canadian.
Okay.
Labatt Blue is like the Toronto Maple Leafs, and Molson Canadian is like the Montreal Canadiens.
See, you can't describe a Canadian thing to non-Canadians by using other Canadian things. You have to give us something we can equate to.
Well, I'm just trying to think, what's the American equivalent of Toronto and Montreal? I don't think you guys have that kind of culture.
He's got the whole world in his head. He's got the whole world in his head.
Thank you.
Hey, Bray's back.
Thank you, Goke666, for hosting us. Hi, people. Anyway, that's what the sounder is when someone hosts the stream on their stream. You can say hi. So say hi to everyone on Goke stream.
Hi to who?
Goke666, he hosted us on his stream, so hi.
Oh, hi, Goke666, thanks for hosting us on your stream.
Tim has no idea what that means, but hey.
No,
I got no clue. I'm just like, you know, it's what you say.
It means his viewers are watching us.
Hello to his viewers.
Hi. See, we have to teach Tim Twitch. He doesn't understand Twitch, so that's okay.
This is radio, not TV.
But we're on Twitch. It's a thing. Follow and subscribe.
I had a Twitch.
And then you watch this pay-per-view.
The doctor gave me drugs.
To get through this show. Let's get through this show, shall we?
Got rid of my Twitch.
So the pre-show happened. Kofi Kingston endorsed Kevin Owens. McMahon family wanted to see Kofi Kingston. More on that later. Shinsuke and Rusev took on the New Day. How did this matchup come about, you ask? I don't know. Ask Xavier Woods. He read Twitter. True story.
Very true.
Solid match. Best way to describe it, solid tag team matchup, good ending, big ending for the win.
Well, I'm sorry, it's apparently called up, up, down, down.
Yeah, you gotta get that plug in there, up, up, down. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, gotta get the plug in there.
They could have said up, down, up, down.
But that's not the plug.
I know, but I'm saying they could have called it up, down, up, down.
But that makes
it just
sense.
Rolls off
the tongue. But that's not the show's name.
I know that. It's up, up, and down.
It's also not the reference. It has to make the reference.
I know. I missed it. I was working.
But you didn't miss the reference. It's an old reference.
What reference? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the Konami code, Tim.
That you can say conundrum.
I have a craving for pancakes.
Doesn't know what a Konami code is.
I mean, one of those shows everybody knew they wins. What? Anyone else have comments about this matchup?
Nope, keep going.
No, okay. Didn't get to see it.
Okay, main show, SmackDown Tag Team Titles. SmackDown Tag Team Titles are on the line. The Usos take on The Miz and Shane McMahon, and they're doing this all in front of The Miz's father.
Woohoo, hometown hero.
I loved this match just because of exactly what it did. It gave me a bit of a swerve and a surprise at the end of it. You know, I've been expecting for months now some kind of a setup where Shane and The Miz are going to fight each other at WrestleMania. Well, how is it going to come about? Well, this match is how it came about.
Props to The Miz for doing some dives. I don't know why, how not many years into his career he's now doing dives when he should be doing safer stuff. When the whole thing about him has been he's been a safe worker for years and now he's doing dives.
Well, his career is kind of like the curious case of Benjamin Button. It's going in reverse.
Yes.
Wow.
So can we talk about how...
What? Nobody got that?
Got it. Just moving on. So can we talk about how Shane McMahon was going to go to Coast to Coast and then the Uso was going to do the Uso splash and then they caught each other in midair?
That was a fantastic spot.
Yeah.
It's a great spot.
That was really good.
If it wasn't timed so well... Go ahead.
That was pulled off after Shane was gassed. By that, I mean after the bell rang.
Yeah, after the bell rang. I mean,
Shane's got a gas tank the size of a go-kart's.
He's the one-minute man. That's what he's got. But if they were off by a split second, that could have been disastrous.
Yeah.
Very potentially painful.
So Miz looks over at his father, goes for a frog splash, because who knew he could do that? Uso gets knees up, small package, 1, 2, 3. The Usos retain. And it's all, poor Miz, he's so sad, he lost in front of his father and in his hometown. Aw, tears.
Trivia. The Miz has never won a title in his hometown.
Well, no, he works for WWE.
Exactly.
Hugs all around. We're all set. We're all cheering for the Miz. Miz and Miz Dad hug. Everything's good. Shane's hugging and everything. And then, oh my God, Shane turns on Miz.
Holy crap.
McMahon's gonna McMahon.
Yeah. 2 years? Really good. But do you really think a McMahon is gonna be a babyface for that long? That's currently still in WWE right now. Linda does not count.
Even she turned heel.
No, Linda turned heel about 2 years ago.
I wasn't trying to say that, but...
She lost the election twice, so she decided to go the other way.
Well, touche.
There you go.
Wow. He beat the snot out of the Miz. I'm not even going to lie.
Now that's the swerve. Everybody that I talk to, oh, Miz is going to do something and blah, blah, blah. It's going to be the Miz this, the Miz that. And it turns out it's Shane. Now, there are people like, well, why do they have to have Shane and Miz fight at WrestleMania anyway? Because Shane needs to jump off something at WrestleMania. And they've been setting this up for like 6 months. It's true. Shane has to. Okay, this year I'm jumping off that,
No, what they're going to do is Shane's going to go to wherever the Statue of Liberty is. He's going to jump from there and fly all the way over to MetLife Stadium. So it's going to be a big, giant jump. Or the recreation of one probably in the building, and he'll jump off of that.
Something like that. But, this is why do these two guys have to get into the ring against each other? First off, Shane's not 60. He's younger than I am.
which
but he's
is not it. Saying. Anyway.
Shane looks old, but he's in his mid-40s.
Shane McMahon is 49.
That's his mid-40s. 49 is the new mid-40s.
That is not mid-40s.
I'm still older than him.
We know. Anyway.
But anyway, yeah, no, it's just Shane, they don't really have anybody for the Miz. They didn't work a program for the Miz to fight anybody at WrestleMania. Shane always does something stupid at WrestleMania, and he needs something, he needs someone to do something stupid against. So they had this idea cooking for months. And hey, what better idea than to put them together as a tag team, and then we'll set shit up from there, which is exactly what happened. But, I'm telling you, I am one of those who thought it was going to be the Miz that turned.
Because the Miz is the better heel. He's always been the better heel. So that's why you would figure it would be the Miz. So them doing it with Shane makes more sense.
It makes more sense. And honestly, it just feels right in this situation.
And when you watch the Miz and Mrs., he's the total babyface.
Yeah. I mean, Miz is hitting that point in his career where he's starting to get the legacy cheer. Because he's been around and he's been consistent for so long.
Well, he's one of the few heels that we've cheered for most of his career.
Yeah.
He's never really been much of a babyface for since he started out, really.
Well, he's had one babyface run, but it wasn't a very well-advised run. They didn't really have a babyface character for him to run with.
True.
This feels more like one of the natural ones where he's still mostly going to be the way he is right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not going to be as much of a douche about it.
So yeah, Shane turned heel. He choked Miz's father, then choked out the Miz with a triangle awful choke. Doesn't do that well, but he tries. He really tries. So yeah, we got one matchup now set for WrestleMania out of the show.
So far.
So, Mike, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to walk with Elias?
I'm going to go get a drink.
This will be the first of many times you'll hear, are you ready to walk with Elias? At least it had a payoff, which we'll get to. Asuka, Mandy Rose, SmackDown Women's title. Solid, but sloppy. The best
solid?
Way to...
No, you're half right. It was sloppy. This match just about put me to sleep. Thank goodness I had to cook dinner while it was on.
This matchup had... a finish we haven't seen in forever, a slip on a banana peel. She slipped on the apron that was pulled up because Sonya was looking for a Singapore cane for whatever reason.
It was all Sonya's fault.
And then she got hit with a kick, and down she went. Asuka retained. Okay, are they trying to break Sonya and Mandy up? I don't know. When they have tag titles, you shouldn't be breaking up pairings.
This match I could have done without.
Anyway,
this...
go on.
Remember when Asuka used to be the biggest deal in the women's division?
Until they moved her to SmackDown, yes.
Inside
Ronda.
It's been sad watching her go downhill through no fault of her own, just writers deciding, we're kind of done with you.
The only story they had for her was being undefeated. Once she lost being undefeated, they had nothing for her. She became just another woman.
No, she just started dancing around with Naomi.
This is true. So we move on to Kofi Kingston standing outside the McMahon family locker room, waiting for an hour to speak with a McMahon. And New Day, like, why are you still out here? We gotta go in there. Let's just go in there. And Vince is like, I've been waiting for you for an hour. And they're like,
but he was down the hall, wasn't he?
No, he was in the, they walked into the office. Mm. So Big E is like doing this passionate speech. This man, he's been here for 11 years. He deserves to be in the main event for the WWE title. Come on, Vince, do the right thing. And Vince is like, yeah, it's a triple threat match. And it's going to be right now. So you got to get to the ring and New Day, you're banned. So we get the big announcement. It's a triple threat match for the WWE championship. Kofi Kingston comes to the ringside and then, wait. It's now a handicap match. The Bar versus Kofi Kingston.
McMahon's gonna McMahon.
Vince got a McMahon.
Total beat down on Kofi for about 7 minutes. New Day finally showed back up. They got beat down by Rusev and Shinsuke. The Bar won. Well.
Well, it was boring to watch because it went on longer than necessary, but, you know, it's to further the story, and I get this.
All yeah, right, it went on 5 minutes too long because guess what? Even if you wanted to get this time in there, give him some hope spots to come back. Like, he didn't do anything. He got one chance to come back. Have him get a couple of shots. No. Just a beatdown. Total beatdown. And then you followed up with Elias singing again.
Cause wasting 10 or 15 minutes on Elias' total time when he's doing nothing is very important.
Then Shane was asked, hey, why'd you attack Miz? And he's like, he said nothing. He walked back into the McMahon family locker room.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Captain Marvel again.
Wow.
All right, something that was good. The Revival, Gable and Rude, and Ricochet and Aleister Black for the Raw Tag Team titles.
Flippy, 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 flippy.
The rolling German suplex into a splash spot was really cool.
It was nice.
Chad Gable's strength is impressive.
Yeah, like, we've seen that since NXT. The dude is scary strong.
But those rolling Germans are just a masterpiece.
He is the true son of Kurt Angle.
But then we should
you
be...
Really you should have been. We know that story.
Yeah, yeah. What we shouldn't be doing is doing a Hurricane Rana to the outside onto everyone when you don't get the flip fully and everyone's not close enough to catch you. And
God, that was kind of scary.
There's a reason why there was no replay.
No. There's no replay because there's at least, I think it was Gable and Rude in the back who had to rush to get close enough.
No.
It's like as they're flipping down, Rude's just kind of running headfirst into the pile so some part of his body gets connected.
They sold it very well at the commentary table, though.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
So, you know, commentary at least tried to save it.
Mm-hmm. Keyword is try.
In the end, Gable was trying to avoid getting hit with the Shatter Machine, but eventually does get hit with the Shatter Machine, and then the Revival retain, and then Bobby Roode attacked the Revival, and then Black and Ricochet attack, and then Ricochet does the 630. Did anyone actually get over here?
Not really.
Legit question. Did anyone actually get over?
There was one person that got over.
But he lost.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's the thing. They lost, but Revival kept the belts, but they didn't look like champions because they were being down and they were the heels.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, the Revival.
The Revival was awesome.
And Clip.
Gotta be careful what you say when Rock has got the recording on.
What are you drinking that worked that fast?
Next question.
You could actually splice that, Rock, you know, where he says, fuck the Revival, and then you make it sound like, fuck, the Revival's awesome.
What's your question, Matt? Ask it in the chat. We'll read it. So, yeah.
What's this question, Matt?
He said, honestly, I have a Ask WTR Radio question that whatever that is. Don't know what WTR Radio is, but cool.
Hashtag Ash. Yeah.
I'll talk radio.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah.
No. He's got it right. He didn't put WTR Radio. He put WT Radio.
But it could just been Ask WTR. I mean, that could have been a...
That would be shorter, sweeter, more to the point. But it's Matt we're dealing with.
No one ever calls
him. He likes to write in the sand and take pictures of it.
So he wanted 5 extra keystrokes. Leave him alone.
Is he getting paid?
Anyway. Okay, Kim, what is your favorite The Rock movie? We move on. You troll. Anyway.
Kane Gittins is a troll.
So, the pre-show was supposed to be Rey Mysterio and Andrade, then Carmella was petitioning for R-Truth to get a title, his title match. And it turned into a four-way, Samoa Joe, Rey Mysterio, R-Truth, and Andrade. Cien Almas. Get to that in a minute. Samoa Joe's your U.S. champion, by the way. You won it on SmackDown, for those who missed it. Lots of dives. Joe could still do a big dive to the outside. That's something we learned. R-Truth is really trying to be John Cena.
He's older than John Cena, you know.
Yeah.
Tim's gimmick tonight is age-checking everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody caught on.
So, Samoa Joe retained his belt, choked out Ray after a missplash. It was a solid match.
It was not a bad match. It just felt like an extended SmackDown match, not a pay-per-view match. Or what you want to call it, special event, whatever.
It was a match that could be on SmackDown. And was.
It could have been
yeah,
a SmackDown main event.
It was
on SmackDown on Tuesday. So, there you go. Question from the chat. Matt asked, what do you think about Pat McAfee joining WWE?
Yeah.
Tim's like, who's Pat McAfee?
He's a guy who's joining WWE.
He's a former punter in the NFL. He's very loud. He does the NXT pre-shows. He was on the watch-along thing on their YouTube channel tonight. He's very opinionated.
So basically, he's WWE's Moose.
Well, punters aren't okay. Real athletes, anyway.
Yeah, barstool radio.
Yeah. So it's a thing. I don't know. He's a dude. He's a talking head. The flavor of the month. He's passion, I guess. I don't know. There's your answer. Megan, would you like to add to that?
No.
Okay. Boston Hug Connection. Nia and Tamina for the tag team titles. Go, Mega.
You're going to speak for me here, I can tell.
First defense of the women's tag team championships. This is going to be somewhat historic. Let's put the two worst workers we have in here.
So they go for the Samoan... Samoan drop and
Nia, you're bucked up.
Almost dropped Sasha on her head. Congrats. Cheers.
How do you work in this business this long and fuck up a Samoan drop?
Well, when you can.
How are you working this long in this business and are Samoan and fuck up a Samoan drop?
Your family is ashamed of you.
Tai Chi Peter Maivia is rolling in his grave.
Dwayne Johnson's rolling in his grave and he doesn't have one yet.
She's not dead yet!
You don't know. He may actually have a grave. He may have picked up the plot. You never know. Anyway.
Corey Grave was rolling around in his skin.
And then, no, he's rolling around with Carmella. Anyway.
Go there too.
Oh, you didn't.
That's not yet.
Nice Omega.
I was going
every
to say
now and then you just do shit.
So, Sasha and Bayley win after her Hurricanrana into a pin. Then the heels start beating down Bayley and Sasha because everyone has to get over this way. Beth Phoenix gets up in Tamina's face. Everyone is concerned over Beth Phoenix's phone that's sitting on the ground because she got up. So it's like everyone on Twitter and everyone in the commentary is like, make sure the phone's okay. Don't smash the phone. Can't smash the phone. It's an important phone. Beth slaps Tamina. Beth then gets beat down. After 3 minutes, Natty finally gets her ass out there and makes the save, only to get beaten down.
As soon as I saw the Beth Phoenix beatdown spot
that was
starting to take place, I'm like, oh, great. Beth's coming out of retirement to wrestle at WrestleMania. Is she going to get a tag team partner? Who'd be good? Natty. Sure enough, out comes Natty.
Reunion. I mean, yeah.
The Divas of Doom reunite one more time for the last time.
For the last time at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Get there. We'll clue people in later.
I mean, it's a great tagline. One last time.
Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. Or if they or if it's promoted on a house show. Or
here we go. Never before, never again.
Or if it's in the dark match. So they cannot do things in a dark match because it was only one time. One last time. Hashtag one last time. That's a thing. That was their get there.
How many one last times did John Cena have with The Rock? At least two.
Two. It was two matches. That's it. Anyway.
I said at least two.
So yeah, I'm predicting some sort of fatal four-way for the tag belts of Raw, SmackDown, Legend, and the champs for WrestleMania. That wouldn't be so bad. You throw Tamina and Nia as the Raw team, you throw Beth and Natty as the Legend team, Bayley and Sasha, and you gotta get a SmackDown team in there because they're WWE belts and someone has to get in there, so throw the Iconics in there and then you got a four-way.
I was about to say, yeah, what the hell, throw the Iconics in there. But you already named them, so I won't bring them up.
They're very iconic. Anyway, anything you need else add to this matchup? Cool. Up next, it is a triple threat match. Yes, triple threat match for the WWE Championship. Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, and Mustafa Ali.
What the hell?
It's not like he didn't.
We want
it.
Kofi. Keep going.
It's not
we
like
want
he
Kofi.
Didn't deserve it and all, but let's all be honest here. Like, when he came out, the crowd was completely silent.
We want Kofi.
Oh, before we continue, I want to just reply to Go666 in the chat room. I really wouldn't call Natalya a legend. I mean, what really has she done so legendary? She's gotten every single female superstar who's over. Whenever they need to get somebody up there, they call on Natalya to get them up there. Natalya made Charlotte on the main roster, and Charlotte is where she is now because of that. So, if you want to go behind the curtain tiny little bit, yeah, Natalya is a fucking legend. And just so you know, I'm not being all gruff and pissy at you. I'm just, you know, that way naturally. Okay, continue.
We want Kofi.
This is boring. Oh, wait, no, wrong match.
Over.
No, you don't. You were right.
Over and over and over and over again, we want Kofi chance. I felt bad for these guys.
I did too, but I didn't.
Mustafa Ali came out here like he was Rey Mysterio in the Royal Rumble when it was supposed to be Daniel Bryan's spot, and no one cared. Because that's what happened.
It's the perfect setup for the WrestleMania match, and the crowd played right into it perfectly. We want Kofi.
How is it the perfect setup?
The WrestleMania match is going to be Kofi's fight for the title at Mania.
Explain to me how you get there, because there's a big loophole that should stop it all from happening. I want your explanation.
Oh, tell me the loophole.
The reason Kofi was pulled because he wasn't a big enough attraction to be in the main event of Fastlane. What makes him big enough attraction to be in the main event of WrestleMania for the WWE Championship? Explain that one.
Don't make me open the curtain completely. Come on.
No. I want the storyline perspective. That's the story. That's the story they're telling. Vince McMahon said he's not a big enough star. Why is he going to get a WrestleMania title shot?
Wait till tomorrow.
Tuesday, I mean.
Tuesday.
What? It's not Monday yet? I thought it was time shifting. Sorry.
No. But no.
Yeah, you know what? Go666. So you telling me millions of fans worldwide yelling we want Kofi isn't a big enough attraction? You don't know that, Go666. All we heard was the people in the arena. You don't know that people in Tuscaloosa were hollering for Kofi. Come on now.
They were chanting his name before he got pulled from the match. And they still pulled him because he was not a big enough star to be in that match.
Storyline-wise.
I'm saying Kofi should be in the match.
But booking-wise, this is epic.
Right.
This is absolutely epic. This, you know, coming from the booker, okay? Booking-wise, this is perfect. It is the laziest way of getting somebody monster over.
And they're looking
Kofi
into it.
Kofi is now monster over. Sure, the match that he had a couple of weeks back didn't hurt, but you get it.
No, he's getting over. I want Kofi in that match. Just, I'm going by their story. He couldn't main event Fastlane. This is like
Stop not breaking kayfabe. We don't do that here.
Hold on. This is like Joey Styles complaining about not being able to call Backlash. Get it? But they have to tell the story to get him in. How does crazy old Vince just change his mind? Is that the plan? He's just gonna change his mind?
Well, maybe Stephanie will step up and reinstate him. Shut up, it was funny.
Booking, why is it worse? Because the crowd is involved. Go back to the Daniel Bryan storyline. They didn't care what the crowd was doing. They fought against it. I get it. I know how they'll go there. I just want the story loophole saying, hey, now he's in. Who, the board of directors is going to put him in? Is that the loophole?
No, they're going to figure out something I can't tell you what it is because I'm not actually privy to creative right now and what they've got, but they're going to pull something out of their ass, and either it's going to be supremely, okay, yeah, sure, or it's like, oh, yeah, well, there you go.
So we'll see. Anyway, thoughts on this match?
I mean, the match itself was good.
Right.
It's a very fast-paced and intense match, which I'd kind of expect with Mustafa in there.
Mm-hmm. I like the finish. I like the flying knee finish when he was coming off the top rope. I like that. I thought it was a good finish.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Matt, why are you sorry?
Because it's Matt.
Yeah, whatever. That bothers me, and it's been bothering me since they pulled him. If their plan is Mania, you just say he's not good enough for Fastlane. I can understand you want to pull him from the Mania match because he's not the big enough star, and then he somehow gets into it. That's fine.
I think Kevin Owens is going to champion Kofi, believe it or not. I think so.
We'll see. Eric Rowan got involved in this one. Daniel Bryan retained. Everything you expected.
Who else was surprised by the work Mustafa actually did in the ring when you're going for the WWE title?
No, I wasn't really surprised.
It was Mustafa. Come on, right?
It was fine.
It was really nice to see Mustafa, what he could do, you know, with Daniel Bryan. And these two having a one-on-one match would be quite entertaining, I think.
They've had it on.
That's what they were originally building to.
Yeah. Like,
what we've seen, this monster push we've seen with Kofi, was originally intended for Mustafa. He was supposed to go long in the gauntlet match. He was supposed to survive a long time in the chamber because they're really, really high on his performance level right now.
Yeah.
It's just just unfortunate timing with a concussion to do that. But it was building toward Mustafa and, you know, Ali, probably for Fastlane, because we know that the Kevin Owens plan was originally Mania.
Right.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Daniel Bryan's been the big champion behind Mustafa Ali because he needs a young babyface to work off of as the heel.
Well, he doesn't need it, but it's a nice bit of refreshment. But, you know, you get the same old, and it gets stale as a son of a bitch really quickly. Put some new blood in there. Kofi, Mustafa, that's new blood chasing the title. You could come up with a few other names.
No, but legitimately, he was storming around backstage looking for he stormed to Vince McMahon's office saying we need a young babyface.
Mm.
That's a legit story. And they chose Mustafa, and then he got hurt, and it's unfortunate. So there's that. All right. We move on. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte.
Mm.
If anyone thought this was going to be a classic matchup,
I was honestly expecting Becky to, halfway through the match, pull off the knee brace and say, hey, look, I was just full of shit. I'm fine.
For a minute there, I thought the referee was going to let Becky Lynch use the crutch and just stand there with it in the ring, walk around the ring with it. Because instead of throwing it out of the ring, he picked it back up and handed it to her.
She says, no, wait, that's not the spot. You got to wait until I give you the cue.
Like, he picked it up for her and handed it to her to get walked to the middle of the ring. The match was never meant to be a five-star classic. They're saving all that for Mania.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to compare to anything they did before because that wasn't the match. Becky's coming in hurt, so they worked over the knee. And then Ronda, being Ronda, came out and got Becky in the match because it's what Ronda's wanted the entire time.
Yeah, and of course, all of the hardcores already know about the video.
Yeah, even more than the hardcores. It was on TMZ. It was all over the place. It made news.
It's a work. Okay, it's a work to shoot, kids. It's not like, yeah, okay, it's all planned out.
But it made the news. So, yeah, Omega.
But it made the news.
Becky's going to Mania, Omega.
I'm happy they're doing it, but, God, I wish it was one-on-one still. I still think Charlotte has no fucking place in this match.
Even if it originally was Charlotte's match.
Even if it was really Charlotte's match. Hey, we just got done with the Kofi and Mustafa debate. It's like, you know what? The fates just decided to fall a certain way. And that's what it's meant for now. Kofi's meant to go and challenge Bryan at Mania. Becky's meant to go challenge for the women's championship at Mania. It's just how things worked out. It's why wrestling storytelling is interesting, because sometimes they set a plan and the fates just fall a certain way and something even better comes out.
When you're booking long term, you're always keeping your option open just in case.
Yeah, like, we weren't supposed to get, you know, we weren't supposed to get someone as popular as Austin. He was supposed to be the bad guy. But people just started loving the badass approach, and everyone took to him. It just happened.
Yep.
You know, you can say the same thing about The Rock. You say the same about a lot of the guys who ended up being, you say the same about Daniel Bryan. It's just how it works out in WWE, and that's what makes the storytelling in wrestling so good sometimes. You know what? This turned into Becky's thing, and it should stay Becky's thing. And they just cram Charlotte in there for name power or in case someone gets injured, whatever. And it waters it down. And frankly, I think keeping her injured and looking lame for so long is also watering it down. Like, she's supposed to be the badass in this situation. I don't want to see her limping around.
Well, that's the old, again, that's the mentality of old creative. It's the ultimate underdog story. They're trying to keep Becky the underdog.
But
which
we know she's not supposed to, but we know she doesn't work as the underdog. The moment that made her was having her face broken open and still kicking everybody's ass.
She's the rebel.
Not disagreeing with you and I'm not defending anybody. I'm just, you know, like this is the thinking. This is how that is done. I don't agree with it, but it's, you know, it's been like that for decades. Unfortunately, they just have a hard time letting shit go and moving on.
She's the rebel, not the underdog. That's all it is. We'll see. Are you ready, Mike? It's time to walk with Elias.
Getting another drink.
Wait, Lacey Evans shows up this time.
Getting a deeper drink.
RKO out of nowhere to Elias. And then an AJ Styles out of nowhere. I think we just set up another Mania match.
How many times did Elias get paid for his work tonight?
Once.
He paid per appearance. How many times did he show up? You guys probably got the biggest check of Fastlane.
Three times he showed up. Three times.
Just saying.
So, yeah, Randy Orton, AJ Styles, you coming to WrestleMania near you. Then the main event. One last time. Omega. One last time.
Until tomorrow.
Lashley, McIntyre, and Corbin team up against The Shield for one final match.
RIP the plan.
Enjoyable main event.
I like the main event. It was a great match. Was it a classic? No. It was classic Shield, sure. I don't know what else to say about it, though.
It's a nostalgia main event.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, here's the three guys that we threw together for no given reason on Raw. They're just three bad guys that started hanging out because they're bad guys. So, you know what? Let's put them against the Shield here, put them in their place, and hopefully this is the last time either group teams up.
Here is my biggest problem with this matchup.
Tell us.
You look in the ring, and you look at the Shield, and you look at Seth Rollins in his Shield gear and go, hey, that's your main event for the Universal title right there. That's your guy.
His Shield gear is very slimming.
He does not look like a WrestleMania main eventer in that Shield gear, does he? That was my problem.
Okay, Dean Ambrose is leaving.
Okay, cool.
It's so weird that they're announcing that and making it so prominent.
They don't do that regularly, but it's not unprecedented.
It's not unprecedented, but we know WWE's typical tactic is, hey, let's put this guy as far down as we can so he loses as much value as possible. But they're keeping Dean right there in the spotlight.
Well, they started to do that, and then Roman came back, and they went, hey, we need Dean again. Because remember, he was losing to EC3.
Yeah, but even then, they're usually very hush-hush about, oh, someone's leaving.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, then they just, well, if it's a good guy, we'll just have a heel beat him down so bad, it looks like they put him out of the company for good and just use him to put heat on somebody.
It's tradition that when you go out on your back.
And to be fair, Dean has been doing a lot of jobs.
Almost jobbed in Nia, but they canceled that match.
They canceled that one. So we got everything you wanted from the Shield. Shield bomb through the table. Mm-hmm. Got the Shield bomb for the finish, but I had one other problem. And Tim knows this problem. So they did a spot in this matchup where Dean Ambrose had to beat a 10 count. and then, not even 10 minutes later, they spent 5 minutes on the outside fighting.
Beating people up 3-on-1. Where's the 10 count?
Whoever the agent producer for this matchup it was, why did you have to throw the, oh my god, he beat a 10 count spot in? Because you have to do that in every sort of big main event match or any match in general, because that's the most overdone spot in WWE right now. And then spend 5 minutes fighting on the outside.
Without a ref bump.
The referee's just watching.
Standing there saying, hey, I'm just watching you guys beat the other guys down.
Whoa. Logic? Anyone? Can anyone?
Is logic?
Yeah, this is the WWE. I've seen people argue logically against shit that they've done tonight in our chat room. And I'm like, dude, stop it. Okay, it's WWE.
But Roman was on the outside. They were clearing tables. He was doing spears. They were listening to the crowd.
Exactly.
And yes, at the end of this, Roman Reigns looked like the big star, not Seth Rollins, who's going to fight Brock Lesnar for the WWE Universal Championship. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the match, but the logical loopholes in my brain go, this doesn't make sense.
When you're out of necessity analytical like we are, it kind of sort of causes a bit of a headache when they let the rules go out the window just to let certain spots happen.
They should not put Roman Reigns in Seth Rollins' spot because then it's the death of Seth Rollins. Do not put Roman in the match, whether to replace Seth or make it a triple threat match, because that is the death to Seth Rollins.
Not only that, there's no way Roman's ready. Yeah, I get it. The conspiracy theories. Oh, he wasn't really full of cancer. Yeah, he did. His leukemia came back. It's legit. He's still not 100% up to snuff, and putting him in a match with Brock right now, very not good idea.
So the Shield win, they fisted each other in the center of the ring.
Wait, whoa. Rephrase that.
That's what they did.
They fist bumped. They didn't fist
they
each other.
They fisted each other to a big climax at the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
That is how the show ended. Am I wrong?
They fisted each other and had a big climax.
Dean was grimacing, though, the whole thing. It was weird.
That was the climax to the show,
you
wasn't
must
it?
Must have been the bottom.
Am I wrong?
For putting it the way you did, yes.
But that's what they did.
That's the Shield. They fist bumped each other, and there you go.
Your brain took it somewhere else. They just fisted. It was the big ending.
Lana, phrasing.
Happy
endings.
Why was
Big E there?
Maybe he likes to get involved in the fisting. You don't know, Micah.
Where do you think all the pancakes hide?
Ew.
But that was the last time we'll see it. This cannot happen on Raw. This cannot happen on SmackDown. This cannot happen at WrestleMania or on a house show. The last time.
The last time? Until tomorrow.
So yeah. That was the pay-per-view, everybody.
It was a typical Fastlane offering, meaning it wasn't that great. It was safe. They made a couple of matches for WrestleMania. They put together the ingredients for a couple of more. Yeah, they didn't bugger things up. Nothing spectacular. The opening match and the closing match were really good. Everything in between was rather bland.
It was the fast lane to the final stop on the fast lane of WrestleMania. Whatever. It's a show.
Okay.
Very predictable.
I had to double check. Give WWE credit. I'm not seeing any new Shield gear littering the shop.
And no? They use the original Shield theme song.
No, Omega, you're wrong. I have an email from WWE. One last time, the Shield rides again. The brand new, all new, the Shield t-shirt. It's the ad, Hounds of Justice. It's the first thing on the thing. It's an email. I have it right here.
Okay, I just went to the website. They're not spitting it out everywhere.
It's there. It's www.shop.com.
Oh, yeah, I see a current shirt. Like, I went and searched. I went and searched by new shirts, mm-hmm. and nothing came up.
That I just clicked new. It's the second shirt. The first shirt is Daniel Bryan, Planet's champion.
Apparel t-shirts.
Just hit the button, the new button.
Sort by new arrival. You gotta make me a liar. I literally just checked you 2 minutes ago and you didn't come up.
Well, because they had the climax in the ring. They can't come again this quickly.
Climax that big, it should have been seeable from anywhere.
I'm ignoring you guys completely.
Who won Pick'em, Tim?
Not you, Rock.
I don't think any of us did.
Actually, you'll be surprised. And goddammit, I wish I hadn't said not you, Rock. In 15th place, all by himself, our buddy Rob. Way to be, Rob. In 13th place, he went 2-5. 8-Ball and Jenna tied at 3-4, tied for 13th. Mike, you and I tied in 11th place at 4-3. Subway, all by himself at 5-2. Now, there is definitely a problem with the pay-per-view if Subway beats me. Amy, all by yourself with somebody else, at 6-1, she actually tied with Sheila, 8th place.
So not all alone.
No, there's a massive tie for first place.
Yeah.
Chris, Lindsay, Lone Jobber, Michael, Omega, Rock, and Vincent all got perfect 7-0. So Sheila, quit bugging me. You didn't win the t-shirt. You got one wrong. And intern, you spelled Sheila wrong. It's E-I.
T-shirt, you say.
There's a chance that somebody might wind up getting a Heart Legacy Wrestling t-shirt. This is kind of up in the air. We're not trying to make you think you're going to win something and then not give you something here. Very, very late developments with Heart Legacy Wrestling. Not sure after the last-minute cancellation of Friday's show. Not quite sure when the next show is. So you're going to get a t-shirt. It's going to be a little while. But here's a situation. We've got one t-shirt. We've got two eligible winners, Chris and Vincent.
So
we've got to figure something out for a tiebreak so one of them gets a t-shirt.
So, Tim, what do you want to do for a tiebreaker?
I don't know. Let's put something about the pay-per-view. Is a certain match going to be a DQ? Oh, wait a minute. Pay-per-view is over. That won't work.
So what do you want to do?
Okay, Chris, Vincent, if you hear this before Tuesday, yes or no, and here's your tiebreaker, which means we're probably going to get another one. Yes or no, Kofi Kingston will be named as the third participant in a triple threat match at WrestleMania for the WWE title. Yes or no? You guys something better, Rock?
Nope. That's good. That's fine. Just
they got to answer before SmackDown starts on Tuesday. Yeah, it's probably best if they let you know on the Facebook.
That's probably where I'll get an answer from, yes.
Yep. So where you normally put your picks on Facebook for Pick'em, that's where you put the tiebreaking answer. Only if it's before Tuesday, before SmackDown live airs.
There you go.
And if they don't get there, then we've got a couple of days to come up with another tiebreaker.
There you go.
There you go.
That's our show.
That is. Tomorrow night, guys, there's a little thing going on called Raw, where it'll be the last time ever for the second time, Shield reuniting. Rock's going to talk about it on the Raw post show.
We're on that road. Final stops.
Watch out for the potholes.
We hit a pothole tomorrow. It's Raw post show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, Fortnite with Friends, you actually play that on Twitch TV because that's one of the main uses for Twitch is to play video games and let other people watch you do it.
And stream podcasts like we're doing.
That too.
So yeah, Fortnite with Friends, Thursdays and Saturdays, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
And of course, Thursday night, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rock Radio Show with the multi-time, multi-award-winning Lindsay Ward.
We'll talk Fastlane, we'll talk NXT, talk SmackDown, and all the news you can handle. It's Rock Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out The Rock Extra Reviews, Total Battle Season 4, Episode 7 now available. Episode 8 will be available on Wednesday, most likely.
Yeah. So, one more thing, Saturday nights, midnight-ish, or as close as they get to it, that's Eastern daylight time now that we're in daylight savings in North America.
Favorite show last night, Sprung Ahead, live on the air.
You didn't let me finish.
I know.
I just said midnight or as close as they get to it. Another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual, the Fit to be Tied, CB Radio. Okay, what happened last night?
It's my least favorite show because we Sprung Ahead live on air, so it jumps. I lose the hour on air every single year.
Look over there. It might have fallen out of your pocket.
Anyway, see you every Saturday night. GreatGreatDebate.com, SeeRealLab.com.
And, of course, next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Mountain. If there's anything to talk about, we'll do another live webcast. If it's a boring week, then we just might go fishing.
Make sure you follow at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter not once but twice because I'm so fucking nice. Follow me at Flames Forums for pretty much just about anything apolitical. If you want to get down to the nitty gritty, get political, get my opinions uncensored on shit, follow me at Voicing Sanity. But be warned, no snowflakes allowed.
Omega.
So, if you want to see what I am up to, I generally keep myself all over the internet for anyone to view and observe, and you can generally find it under a single name. If you want to follow me on Facebook, it's TJ Reviews over there. But everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos worth of content. And for a few extra videos and some content that YouTube doesn't want me to show everybody, you can see it over at TJOmega.net.
Buy his stuff on eBay. It's linked on top of his Twitter at TJ Omega.
Woohoo!
More stuff coming tonight.
Mike!
Well, you always can hit me up on the Twitter page, the WGR Oreo. Hit something. I'm doing a thing on YouTube, Powerhouse Championship Wrestling. It is a WWE 2K19 simulation universe. I'm also with my friends also helping out with the other Facebook page, Dragon Honor Wrestling. And also, I do have a culinary project coming up soon, so I will give you guys the details on that next Sunday.
There you go. That being said, have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Radio.com.